AM Emory and WBZH 910 AM W245CT Hayward.
Always streaming on the Civic ABC Media
News
app.
I'm Morgan Norwood. Jobless claims ticking downward again last week. 9,000 fewer Americans filed for first-time unemployment benefits. That's compared to the week before. Claims still at historic lows. President Biden in Philadelphia today crediting his administration's policies for job growth and for drawing $500 billion in private sector funding for clean energy and manufacturing projects.
We need to have the best infrastructure in the world if we're going to lead the world. We used to be number one. We now rank number 13 in the world.
Existing home sales slowed to the slowest pace since the start of the year. The Fed board is still trying to cool both the housing and labor market to tame inflation. The unrelenting heat wave is leading to health concerns in Arizona. Maricopa health officials say 3 weeks of temperatures above 110 degrees has led to at least 18 heat-related deaths. And cleanup in North Carolina continues following yesterday's tornado. This is ABC News. Democratic presidential candidate Robert F. Kennedy Jr. testified today before a House subcommittee on censorship, but his past comments took center stage.
Robert F. Kennedy Jr. has been in the spotlight recently after facing accusations of making anti-Semitic and racist remarks after he was recorded citing a false conspiracy theory that COVID-19 was targeted to certain ethnicities while Chinese people and Jews of European descent were more immune. At the GOP-led House hearing on censorship, Kennedy denying he's racist or anti-Semitic. Democratic Representative Stacey Plaskett blasting Republicans for allowing Kennedy to testify in the wake of his recent remarks. Ike Ajachi, ABC News, Washington.
Oklahoma today executed a 51-year-old man by lethal injection. Jermaine Cannon stabbed a Tulsa woman to death in 1995, a few weeks after his escape from a prison work center. Morgan Norwood, ABC News.
Missed your favorite show? It's easy to find it wherever you listen to podcasts. Apple, Google, or civicmedia.us.
For Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK, I'm Jimmy Cuska. Here's what you need to know in Amory. This year's drought got worse for some and better for others in the past week, despite some heavy rains that have come through the area. In west central Wisconsin, including St. Croix, Dunn, and Chippewa counties, the drought monitor dropped from moderate down to abnormally dry. However, extreme drought has now set in the far northern part of the state, and severe drought is in place over parts of Barron, Rusk, Sawyer, and Washburn counties. 82% of the state is considered to be in drought. That's down from 90% a week ago. It's been a day since powerful storms went through northwestern Wisconsin, dropping large tennis ball-sized hail in some areas. The storms also brought high winds 55 to 65 miles per hour, and some funnel clouds were even spotted. Damage to trees, power lines, and outbuildings has been reported. However, the National Weather Service says no reports of anybody hurt by last night's storms. For Civic Media News, I'm Jimmy Cuska.
At Simply Safe, your safety is the only thing that matters. Introducing 24/7 LifeGuard protection, only from Simply Safe Home Security. Now, monitoring agents can see and speak to intruders through our new indoor camera to help stop crime in real time and for fast police response. Get 20% off any new system with Fast Protect monitoring at simplysafe.com/radio. Advanced home security, 24/7 professional monitoring for less than a dollar a day. There's no safe like Simply Safe.
This weather brought to you by Amory Theater and Coffee Bar. On Thursday, see The Princess Bride. And starting Friday, July 21st, enjoy Cloudy with a Chance of Meatballs 2 and Harry Potter and the Order of the Phoenix. Get more details at amorytheater.com. It's summertime in Wisconsin, and whatever the weather, it will impact you and your plans.
Should I water the garden? Will our event be rained out? Count on your local Civic Media radio station for in-depth details and the most up-to-date forecast.
Temperatures are rising into the mid and upper 70s under sunny skies.
It's your weather and more for your part of Wisconsin.
On your local Civic Media radio station and streaming on the Civic Media app.
It's so hot. Wait. Now it's going to rain? It is summer in Wisconsin.
As much as we love it, we love to hate it too. Find a forecast you can count on along with the in-depth details you need only from the Civic Media Weather Team.
These extended conditions have led us into a flash drought. Sitting in these above average temperatures with minimal rain has swiftly altered the local climate.
Your weather and more for your part of Wisconsin.
On your local Civic Media radio station and streaming on the Civic Media app.
Crooner's Supper Club is located off Moore Lake and Highway 65. More at croonersloungemn.com.
Portions of the following program may be pre-recorded.
AM 950, the progressive voice of Minnesota. It's the Matt McNeil Show for your Thursday. Good to be with you today. Matt and Brett here today. Brett, we have an impending crisis on the side of the building, man. That looks like a hornet's nest.
Yeah, it's very early in the construction phases on whatever they're building there.
We send Patrick out with a broom. What do you think?
We don't knock the thing down. Come on, we need bees.
They have to be so close to the front door of the building?
All right. Well, you just got to be a little prepared to walk in. It'll make everyone a little more agile as they walk into that station.
Yeah, okay, yeah, that's the trick we're going with. All right, fine. We've basically bow down to our bee overlords, I guess. That's going to be what it is. Fine. I want Patrick as my guard as I go in. I'm going to throw him at the bees if they start coming after me, okay?
All right, I'll let him know tomorrow.
Just FYI, that's part of his duties. It is in the contract. Today, an exceptional day. Dr. Joe Eastman's going to join us in the 4 o'clock hour to give us an update on COVID. We've got some latest COVID numbers, which are actually really good for Minnesota, but still, we'll get to that. And then also, he wants to talk climate. But this is like the pantheon of great guests today. Got Dr. Joe in the 4 right now. Of course, Cliff Schechter is kind enough to join us today. If you're not following his Blue Amp YouTube channel, you are wrong. That's at youtube.com/C Schechter. You can find it there. He's kind enough today to take some time to talk about the impending joy that we're about to have with the third indictment of Donald Trump. Hi, Cliff.
Hey. The third indictment is the one where I think you get a free set of steak knives.
So that's
kind of cool.
Well, or can you get those Archie glasses that Arby's used to carry? That would be nice.
I think so. You deserve something. I mean, it takes work to get indicted 3 times, so it's impressive work.
Indeed.
Plus, I really think we could get. I was thinking the other day, considering he had a similar number of of charges against him in each of the past 2 cases, like he was in the 30s. I think we should sort of set up a pool on the over-under and how many charges we have coming his way this time. Will it be another impressive sort of 30-something performance? Can he up it to 40? Or is it only going to be like 15? I don't know. I guess we're going to have to see.
You and I always start talking about baseball, but I know you're not very happy about the Yankees. Twins are, Reds, pretty good. But I'm going to throw a curveball.
I'm excited about the Reds.
I'm going to throw a curveball at you right now, okay? Who is the worst baseball team, the Oakland A's or the Kansas City Royals?
Whew.
That is
That's
a rough
a tough one.
Yeah, that is.
I think it probably is Oakland, but I think it's close.
I'm going to say it's the Royals for this reason. The Royals are trying, and they're this bad. Oakland, they're already thinking of Vegas, and they're already gone. And so, and knowing that ownership team, they basically just unloading. They're playing a bunch of AAA players because they know they're not going to get a lot of people showing up in Oakland. They're just waiting, biding their time till they can move to Vegas, and that's it. So Oakland's trying to tank. The Royals are really trying to win, and they're that bad. And this was a World Series team a few years ago.
Yours is arguable. Yours is arguable with hilarious, because I was going to say the exact same thing as you, but come out on my side, which is my definition was to be that they're worse in Oakland because they're not even trying, and that's such an insult to their fans and an insult to people who love that team for years. That it just, to me, it's so against what baseball is supposed to be. But I understand your definition, too. But to just spit in your fans' faces that way, something about that makes me feel even worse about them. But okay.
Well, no,
I get what you're saying.
I feel sorry for Oakland and Kansas City to a point, because Kansas City, I think this is what your future is. You and I, when we were kids, Oakland had all 4 major teams. They had the Golden Seals in the NHL. The Golden State Warriors played over there until, a few years ago. And then they built their new arena over in San Francisco itself. The Oakland Raiders were there, and the A's.
and they are, what, 2 years away from, they will not ever have another major league sports franchise. And they're not even going to, you know, no owner's going to even threaten to move a team to Oakland as a threat. And I think Kansas City is not that far away, although I think the Chiefs are a little bit more ingrained there. I don't see that Kansas City being a market they're going to be trying to keep going.
We always get worried, a little worried about that here because, you know, we're one of the smallest markets. It's not the smallest. I think it's close. It may be Milwaukee, maybe. I don't know. To have both a baseball. Oh, no, Milwaukee does not. That's right. They don't have a football team. It's in Green Bay. So we've got, I think we're the smallest market to have both a professional baseball and football team. Mm-hmm. And so we get nervous because when the Castellini family, the jerks that they are, you know, every time something comes up here where they're not spending enough money, they're just like, "Well, what are you going to do?" You know, like they can move them somewhere else. And baseball let the first and most. You know, this is coming from a New York Yankees fan. I grew up in New York, right? I still have to admit the Reds are the first and most historic franchise in that they were founded in 1869. They were the first major league franchise, and I mean there was a tradition which they got rid of, where the president always threw out the first ball here. There was always a home game. I don't know why they got rid of that 15 or 20 years ago, but that used to be a thing. Like, so, you know, Cincinnati has a place in baseball history. Also, we're the ones playing who won that World Series that the White Sox threw. So, you know, stuff like that. But but you do get nervous, right? Like, they could move one of those teams away from here. I mean, not Minneapolis, obviously, isn't the hugest market either. You know, Pittsburgh, some of these Midwestern ones, like, we get concerned. I don't know. I see what is happening in Oakland, and I feel for them because I feel like that could happen someday here.
Well, and you can see the up and coming towns they want to get to. You know, I wouldn't be surprised if Salt Lake City becomes much more attractive over the next few years on some of these things. But you know, at the same time, though, I mean, I think, you know, it's amazing to me. I think that they're going to. I think the future of these franchises is a smaller town, and I'll just throw like an Austin, Texas, where they're not looking for four major sports franchises or five with Major League Soccer or six with the WNBA. They're not looking for that. They just want one, so they'll convince their tax base to basically build a $2 billion basketball arena to lure a team there just to get the one team. And so I think that that's eventually where it's going to go. I could see that. But yeah, Oakland, you know, it's interesting. We don't talk about this much, but that is a town which has in 40 years has become persona non grata, and you're just not going to get another team out there again.
I feel bad for anybody. Nobody should grow up rooting for a franchise like that and just have them leave. Yes. Hell, I mean, I think there's still suffering Brooklyn Dodgers fans out there who haven't been able to get, and I don't blame them. I mean, you grow up rooting for something and then it gets, you know, pulled out from under you.
Donald Trump, of course,
stuff being pulled out from under people, Donald Trump.
Speaking of, you know, feeling sorry for his supporters, are we going to see an indictment today? I think it's going to be tomorrow. When do you think the indictment's going to come down? Because it is going to come down.
I mean, it's any moment now. I don't think I can tell you a day. I don't have some inside knowledge, but I do think there's a great chance it's this week. And if not, obviously, I believe it's going to be a very hard time getting through next week. I mean, the guy got a letter that he's a target. he seemed to, which he then went and screamed and yelled about. I made a fun video about it where I read it. I mean, it was hilarious. It was such a classic Donald Trump. I won really big in the primaries. Everybody, you know, 85.7%. So I won really big, like, you know, it's just like, it's like the worst run-on sentence I've ever read in my life. It just goes on to the point of where you're contemplating just sort of ending it all. He's that scared. Whenever he reacts like that, like a child does, like when a child's screaming, well, they're scared or something. He's literally never developed beyond that of like a 7-year-old emotionally. So you kind of know that the walls are really closing in when he's freaking out to that point. I find it really interesting. Somebody was pointing out that they think Rudy Giuliani turned on him, which would just be beautiful. Mm-hmm. Although Rudy Giuliani better get time in prison. That's all I have to say. I think we're getting closer and closer. I mean, you know, we may have an experiment ready to come to see if our country, in its wisdom, if we are have become if we've gone so backwards, if we've so re-entered the dark ages that there are enough people in this country willing to elect somebody in prison. I'm not sure exactly how that would work. It would make for a pretty funny TV show, like a sort of ongoing, you know, maybe Veep 2 or something. I don't know. But God help us.
The feeling is that someone's turned on him. Whether Giuliani, whether Mark Meadows, that's the other name you keep hearing a lot about, is that someone has turned on him. But, I mean, regardless, those two.
I think it could be possibly both. I mean.
Yeah, it could.
I'm not, again, I don't know. They may not need more than one. I'm not a lawyer. But they each, I think, had some different sides of that equation.
Well, actually, you just bring up a really good point. Do you think maybe they wanted both of them to flip because of what we're dealing with here? Is that now, you know, you can't say it's one guy. It's his former chief of staff. It's his former, you know, chief legal advisor. It's both of them have flipped on him. I mean, maybe that's the whole goal, is to get both of them in, because it becomes very difficult to just dismiss it at that point.
Yeah, I mean, I think that actually may be it. Because, again, you have to remember, I mean, we're not dealing with a normal situation here, right? Mm-hmm. We're dealing with a former president of the United States. And as still strange as it is to utter those words about him.
Yeah.
So, I mean, you might want all of the firepower possible. I would think you would. The danger is always going to be here. And granted, they've got judges, and judges can do. I do know enough about the law to know judges can have directed verdicts. You know, if juries are ridiculous, and, you know, there are ways to do. But if you're talking about just a regular jury, you know, what are the chances that you're going to get 12 people and, like, not one of them? I mean, I guess we've done it already. So I guess there are good chances, because we have. But, you know, there's so much chance you get one MAGA nut on there, right? That's all it takes.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, that's always been part of my worry.
Yeah.
Is he so radicalized a portion of our population beyond any semblance of sanity that we have to worry about that?
Oh, I think that that's actually, within certain circles of the far-right conservative MAGA crowd, that's the plan. And, you know, just, you know, they know he can't win. So they basically try to do something to Biden before the election and right before the election and make it impossible for the Democrats to replace him. So, you know, the Republicans themselves are terrified. Are they, you know, there's always this grim kind of mentality. And I'm not a big fan of, you know, rooting for someone to die or anything like that. And sometimes people, you know, kind of go overboard with that. But it almost feels like this is the entire Republican strategy to deal with Trump, is just he's there. He could be 92. I highly doubt he'll make it that far, but he could be 92. And as long as he wants to run, we're not going to get in the way. He's the guy. It's just that seems to be the mentality with this guy, is that with the party, is that no matter what, as long as he's around, he gets to dictate what happens.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's absolutely it. That's been their strategy since literally the moment that he started besting them in, you know, in primaries, making them look stupid. There was a period of time before I feel like all of this was locked in. And if any of them had any courage, between all of them, if one of them had, they could have stopped this thing, but they let him create this cult of personality. Fox got in on it too, and they let it go because they all were scared of being the one, you know, to be the one to actually have the courage to stand up to him and maybe pay the price of losing a primary because of it, you know. And so they let him go and go and go, and he solidified, you know, people that probably were, you know, maybe thought he was funny, thought he was interesting, and they went down a rabbit hole with him, you know, and now. They all realize that. I mean, you just would never think it makes no sense. For example, that Ron DeSantis, who's another joke worthy of laughing at a lot, that the meatball pudding guy, Ron DeSantis, would literally when the stuff came out about Trump, was on TV in an interview defending Trump, and it just shows you how screwed up that party is, because nobody would ever defend their primary opponent, who's attacking them, by the way. Mm-hmm. Constantly. It's the dumbest, but it makes you realize the grip that Trump has on that party. And at the very least, you know, Asa Hutchinson, Chris Christie, I mean, Chris Christie will be wherever the wind blows. I don't give him any credit, and I give Asa Hutchinson very little. But, you know, at least they're trying from that vantage point. You might lose, but lose fighting. I will promise you, you will never beat an opponent in a game where people have to choose who they like more if you're sitting there defending your opponent all the time and saying nice things about them.
No. Well, and maybe what they're doing is they're trying to, not so much Christie, but Hutchinson might actually be setting himself up for 2028, where basically, you know, he goes out there, he's the most vocal guy against Trump. Trump gets beaten badly by Biden, another 4 years of Biden, then he can come back and say, hey, you guys should have listened to me. Now you're thinking about going with him again? Come on, this is, makes no sense. And it is sad it's going to take that kind of timeline to pull the Republican Party back from the cliff that it's at. But that's, I think, where we're looking at. I think people are looking at this long game of, OK, fine, we'll allow this to blow up in our face a few more times. And then we'll basically be able to come back and say, if we don't find our moderate stance again, we're doomed.
No, I think that's actually an excellent point. And I wasn't even thinking of that. So I think it's a smart thing to bring up, especially for the ones that aren't sort of in their category where they're that much older. You know, they're trying to set things up for 4 years down the road. But my gosh, I mean, do they realize what's going to what can happen here?
Yeah.
I guess they don't, or they're too scared to take it on. All the different ways he can go. At a moment's notice, he can't accept anybody else leading besides him. So if he is alive 4 years from now, there's nothing to say that he won't spend the entire time attacking the Republicans. You know, he will say, whoever the Republican nominee is, you have to show complete fealty to me during your entire run and say everything I did was right and how I was innocent and how the election was stolen from me and blah, 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 blah. If you don't say all that stuff, I'm going to attack you with my base. He'll own them to the moment he shuttles off this earth. That's what they allowed him to do by allowing him to take over their party. So you know what? Like, it's still that same strategy. And the truth of the matter is who knows if it ends there? Maybe then Don Jr. inherits it and they have to kiss his butt after that. I mean, they through their media and through their behavior and through their constant grievance mongering have created a cult, a vast cult. And it's not enough people to win an election. You know what I mean? For the most part, I mean, it is in some states, sadly, but overall, but it certainly is enough people in the culty part of it to take anybody down in a primary.
Mm-hmm. Cliff Schechter, kind enough to join us right now. I want to branch out into these hearings that have happened with the, you know, they got the IRS hearing, the whistleblower hearing yesterday, which was a joke. You got Jim Jordan's,
revenge porn hearing.
Isn't it hilarious? These are the same exact Republicans who are screaming about yanking books off of shelves in schools and libraries because we want to have age appropriate things for children. They themselves screaming at America, look at the nudes of Hunter Biden. And it's just, they can't hear themselves.
First of all, she broke both D.C. and federal law. And if, you know, I assume Hunter Biden listens to your show like everybody else, please sue her. She should be prosecuted. Forget suing her for civil damages. She should be prosecuted for what she did. She showed naked images of somebody without their consent. There's laws in both D.C. and federally against that. So that's the first thing. You know, I mean, what kind of a sick, evil person? I mean, that's the thing about these guys, the cruelty. When you see how evil they are, Ron DeSantis with COVID and Greg Abbott pushing people back into the Rio Grande and, you know, Marjorie Taylor Greene, the hatred she has. She's never met Hunter Biden in her life, but she will destroy this person. She will do whatever it takes, you know. And again, her, the one that was cheating on the hubby with the tantric gym guy and then the news guy and has had her own people call her out for infidelity. And I'm sorry, by the way, I don't have a problem with divorce because I don't judge other people. She judges everybody else. So this divorced woman who cheated on her husband with multiple people, right, who got up at a New York Republican, young Republican gathering, remember that, about 7 months ago, and started talking about, you can buy butt plugs. I don't know. Hopefully I can say that.
Sure. We have our own brand. We have our own brand.
Walmart, like decrying how our culture is falling apart, and she literally must have said the word butt plugs enough times to make everybody uncomfortable, you know, who once stood up with this image, you know, with this cardboard size cutout of Donald Trump. I know I've done videos and all this stuff and started groping it in the area where you would think in front of people and talking about how big it was. It's like, I mean, she's this weird, perverted freak. And so in this party that allows her to sit on that committee and do what she just did, they're going to lecture us on anything to do with family values. Are you kidding? I mean, it's been this way a long time, right?
Yeah.
I mean, Larry, go to the Minneapolis airport bathroom where Larry Craig was like doing some toe tapping while he was trying to pass an amendment to ban gay marriage. I mean, it's the longest running thing of the Republican Party that, you know, thou doth protest too much. But I mean, with what she did yesterday, it's sick what she did.
Isn't this, though, who these people are? I mean, I was watching on Twitter, and Tizzy Yen had a video out there, and he was talking about this sound of freedom. And the fact is, they create this, you know, this we're this moral superiority. A lot of it comes from the fact that they are so morally inferior to everyone else. They're so desperate to create them as the hero of their own story that those are the ones that, you know, when you hear Marjorie Taylor Greene and she's out there saying these things, you know, she herself is the one of the worst human beings on the planet, but yet she has the audacity to try to judge other people, you know, and vilify them and completely just, you know, do things as she is doing. Because they themselves know it. Because it's almost like with the Republicans, as you said, it's an admission. Whenever you see this stuff, just imagine what you can imagine behind the scenes, because I guarantee you it's 10 times worse for these people. And they're just screaming their cover story at everyone else.
Well, and again, we don't have to imagine. Yeah. I mean, we now know, I mean, sorry to pull something out of like a little bit longer ago history, but during the entire dust-up originally, when we started seeing this radical side of the Republican Party for what it was, the late 90s, with the impeachment of Bill Clinton, let's be honest, they were all going after him based upon sex because they wanted to destroy him and be able to beat the Democrats who were more popular. Then we find out Ron Livingston at the time, who had to end up resigning, was having an affair. He wanted to be the next speaker after Newt Gingrich. Newt Gingrich, who was speaker, left the first wife in the hospital with cancer, was cheating on the second wife then with a staffer who became the third wife while he's leading this charge against Clinton. And we now found out later on that the late Ken Starr also was having an affair. Mm. So, I mean, you know, like these people, this has been it's not like, you know, we're just finding this out. You're right. This is who they've been. And this is who these types of people are, you know, 20, 25 years now. The types of people that will lecture everybody else is because deep down they're ashamed of themselves. They loathe themselves. They, you know, and sometimes it's for good reason. You know, sometimes they're interested in children, but sometimes it's because they can't accept and be happy with who they are. You're gay. Accept it and be happy with it. The rest of us are. Mm-hmm. We'll treat you as equal if you treat yourself as equal, you know, but whatever it is that they're disgusted or ashamed about, they project it onto all the rest of us. We must all be the same way they are. And the problem is we don't need your morality. Because I don't need your book, or I don't need your whatever to tell me to not cheat on my wife, to tell me to not do this, because I just know not to do it.
Yeah.
And the problem is they can't control their own behavior, so they assume the rest of us can't control our own behavior, too. I'm sorry that you're like atavistic cavemen and women and that we've actually evolved to where we can control our own impulses. You should try it sometime instead of trying to legislate how everybody lives.
Well, and just if I could correct one thing, is that they say they want everyone to live like they are. No, they create a false standard, hold everyone else to that standard, while they themselves go and get nowhere near that standard. And so, yeah.
Not within 1,000 miles of it.
One last quick thing here, if you can want to chime in on this. The fact is that, sure. Once again, yesterday, that meeting with the IRS agents, it was, you know, they say we're not partisan, but then they almost outright refused to want to admit all their frustrations came from when the Trump administration was in office. And this whole thing, which was supposed to be Joe Biden trying to stifle this, it was just, no, you guys, it was like an inter-office dust up, and that was all it was. And they were trying to make this into something else. Once again, these Republicans have absolutely nothing that they're trying to create this scandal out of, and there's just nothing there.
I mean, that's what happens when you become this, right? Like, there's no center. There's no political center to that party anymore. It is, honestly, they found each other the way serial killers find each other, right? The way school shooters find each other, sadly. They're a collection of amoral, deviant, resentful, angry, greedy. You know, look at get the seven deadly sins and look at those and everything that the Bible told you not to do. Their Bible, and add all that up, and that's what they are at this point. Like they're drawn together by their cruelty, their greed, their resentment of anything they don't understand or anything modern. There's no political program. Have you heard them talking about any actual policies? No, they don't have any policies. I mean, I guess if you consider a policy taking rights away from people, so that maybe that's a policy. But there's no coherent anything to them anymore. So that's why you have these ridiculous show hearings, which is what they are. because they're going to show naked pictures of Hunter Biden, or today they're going to have Robert Kennedy Jr. come in to repeat his anti-Semitism. I mean, they had the guy sit down, you realize, to say, I'm not anti-Semitic. And while he was claiming he was anti-Semitic, he was saying anti-Semitic things.
Yeah, I saw that.
I'm not anti-Semitic. I'm not anti-Semitic at all. I've been hugely supportive of Israel. It's like, hey, you know what, pal? Jews are different than Israel. You've just shared one of the most anti-Semitic tropes out there, that everything Israel does is Jewish and everything Jews do is Israel. That's not the way this works. You know what I mean? That's like, I mean, what he did is equivalent to if somebody, you know, something happens in Africa blaming everybody who's black. I mean, like, you know, it's utterly ridiculous. And it's one of those nefarious things that used all the time against American Jews and Jews in Europe. Anti-Semitic groups. So while he's sitting there saying he's not anti-Semitic, he's sharing something that's anti-Semitic. I mean, it's actually impressive in its stupidity.
Yeah.
You know, this man needs help. I know some of his family members have tried to get him off of the public stage, but he's being used by other people. He clearly is not well. His own family's repudiated him. But, you know, Steve Bannon and Jim Jordan, who invited him to speak, of course, and they feel they love him.
Well,
because, again, this is all about just trying to harm Joe Biden. Hunter Biden is about it. You know, Robert F. Kennedy Jr., they don't care what innocent people they destroy, what lives they harm, as long as whatever it is amounts to, it's same thing with Benghazi when it came to Hillary Clinton, right? As long as whatever it is, whatever thing they take and use for their own purposes, no matter what the results are, destroys the Democrats so they can win the presidency back, and specifically their guy Trump, that's all that matters.
I guarantee you, no, I don't know any Democrat that's going to be voting for Kennedy, that's for sure. He's just,
I mean,
he's nuts. I mean, he's nuts.
I don't know what happened to him. I mean, I met him, you know, 7-8 years ago, and his wife. You know, I used to go to these certain events. I won't go into it for certain trial lawyers, and I did some, you know, I did some PR for them. And I mean, he didn't. I don't know what's happened, but he didn't. And I know he wrote the thing for Rolling Stone a while ago now, so I know he's going on that path for a long time. But you know, it's gotten clearly much, much worse.
Yeah.
Over the last decade. And, you know, nobody, and even the last 5 years, and I don't understand, you know, somebody, a friend, I don't know, needs to step in and intervene and get the man help. I mean, again, we don't know what certain things he was, you know, and I'm not saying this in an ad hominem way. I'm saying this is one of the few ones I have sympathy for him. He was a heroin addict for 12 years. It's a disease, like alcoholism and anything else. And 12 years of putting that poison in your body, I can't imagine the damage that can do to you, but it's not good. The fact that he lived through it is remarkable, frankly. And so, you know, somebody, please, who can take the remote control away, step in here, because you know, what he's doing is not good for him. It's not good for this country. It's not good for his family. It's just awful. And the right is doing what they always do. They are using him for their purposes.
We could easily go for an hour, man. Dude, I've taken more time. I've had an extended time here with Cliff Schechter. Go find his YouTube channel. That's YouTube/C Schechter. I'll link it all there. The Blue Amp, you know, YouTube channel is exceptional. If you're not following him there, get there, subscribe, and follow his takes. Cliff, we're better than the Kansas City Royals. We're better than the Oakland A's. At the end of the day, we can take that, at least take that with us.
Hey, I actually love the Cincinnati Reds right now. Well, we're talking about the Yankees. It's not how bad they are. It's the construction and the arrogance of those that did it. That is what my problem is.
I can't figure out why they keep putting Buxton back in the lineup for the Twins. Anyway, we'll talk about that all later, okay? We'll talk about that later. Cliff Schechter, thank you, Cliff. We'll talk to you soon, okay?
All right, you take care.
Take care, my friend. Cliff Schechter, once again, the Blue Amp YouTube channel, YouTube/C Schechter. Wow, we went long. We'll take a break. Come on back. It's the Matt McNeil Show right here on AM 950.
Seward Co-op is now offering convenient self-serve and prepackaged hot options and salad bars at both the Franklin and Friendship stores. Breakfast items available daily until 11 a.m. and brunch served all day every Sunday. Their weekly lunch and dinner menus highlight cuisines from around the world. They offer vegan, vegetarian, and gluten-free options daily. 95% of the ingredients used are organic from small-scale, local community food producers whenever possible. More at seward.coop. Woodland Stoves and Fireplaces is having their annual sale. For the entire month of July, all of their indoor and outdoor fireplace products and accessories are at the lowest price of the year.
Did you know that now there's also a 30% federal tax credit when you install an efficient wood heating stove or fireplace? At Woodland Stoves and Fireplaces, we can explain and show you the many options. We have the Twin Cities' widest selection of wood-burning stoves and fireplaces.
I love my wood stove. We enjoy the sense of well-being we get by cutting and splitting wood to warm our home. Wood is our choice, but you may have other choices at Woodland Stoves and Fireplaces. Whether transforming an existing fireplace or adding something new, a clean-burning wood, gas, or electric fire can have you sitting pretty and cozy by the fire.
Visit Woodland Stoves and Fireplaces at Riverside and East Franklin Avenue in Minneapolis or at woodlandstoves.com. Woodland Stoves and Fireplaces, since 1977, out of the ordinary products and services to make fire work for you.
The Park Tavern in St. Louis Park is your summer destination. The patio is amazing, perfect for you and your friends to grab dinner and drinks. Enjoy a game of cornhole while you indulge in the great food. The full Park Tavern menu is available outside. The Park Tavern also has live music on the patio every Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and even some Mondays through the summer. Reservations are highly recommended. And if the weather does turn, the bowling lanes at the Park Tavern are always open and are spectacular. On Louisiana Avenue, north of Highway 7 in St. Louis Park, the perfect summer is waiting for you at the Park Tavern.
Life after military service is different. Many veterans find transitioning difficult, feeling lost and uncertain about the future. These feelings don't take away from a veteran's strength, courage, or sense of duty. If you're a veteran in crisis or know one who is, the power of one person, one connection, one act of compassion can make a difference. For free 24/7 confidential support, call the Veterans Crisis Line at 1-800-273-8255 and press 1 or visit veteranscrisisline.net.
The Powderhorn Art Fair is returning to Powderhorn Park to celebrate its 32nd anniversary, August 5th and 6th, from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. each day. The fair will feature a vibrant and diverse selection of art from over 150 exhibiting artists from across the country. Whether you're just starting an art collection or a seasoned buyer, they'll have the perfect piece for you. Plus, there's more. Immersive art installations offer fairgoers a chance to explore interactive experiences that transport them into an artist's vision. In addition to all the fantastic art, over a dozen food vendors serving up sweet and savory delights will be ready for you and other hungry fairgoers. A family zone will offer creative activities for kids of all ages and entertainment each day. The fair and activities are free to attendees. Make plans to head to Powderhorn Park on August 5th and 6th. Learn more at powderhornartfair.com.
You hear a lot about Rudy Luther Toyota's hybrid cars, but maybe you're asking yourself, are they worth it? Let me say from experience, absolutely. I have a Toyota Sienna hybrid, and the proof is in the gas tank. Before my hybrid, I was filling up my tank once a week. Now it's consistently every 2 weeks. I did the math, and my hybrid is saving me over $1,000 every year. And the Toyota hybrids are some of the most stylish and comfortable vehicles you'll ever drive. Now's the time to get a Toyota hybrid. Set up a time to test drive one today at Rudy Luther Toyota, the southeast corner of 394 and 169 in Golden Valley.
With your AM 950 weather, I'm Brett Johnson. Look for partly cloudy skies today with a high near 79. Tonight, clear with a low around 61. And Friday, partly cloudy with a high near 83.
Discover the magic of Crooner's Supper Club. From the incredible shows to the cozy ambiance of Maggie's Lounge, there's no better place to spend an evening with friends, family, or that special someone. Crooner's Supper Club is located off Moore Lake and Highway 65. More at croonersloungemn.com.
AM 950, the progressive voice of Minnesota. It's the Matt McNeil Show. Yeah, you know, we used to carry Robert F. Kennedy Jr. He was used to be on Ring of Fire here. And I don't know. I think I've thought about him a little bit. And as Cliff brought up, he had an addiction issue. I think it's not that hard to understand why someone who had a heroin addiction might be a little worried about needles in the future. And it led to his really big anti-vax stances, which I've always thought was far more about that than it was about believing this. And proof of that came today. United States Representative Stacey Plaskett, who is the Democrat from the Virgin Islands, blew a massive hole in the Democratic presidential candidate Robert F. Kennedy Jr.'s anti-vaccine stance during a House Judiciary Select Subcommittee on the weaponization of the federal government hearing on Thursday. Lawmakers on Tuesday were urged by the Congressional Integrity Project to disinvite Kennedy over fears that giving him a microphone could be an opportunity for Kennedy to double down on conspiracy theories such as claims that COVID-19 is targeted to infect Black and Caucasian people at a higher rate than other population groups. But Plaskett presented evidence that Kennedy's anti-vax views did not actually apply to his immediate family. You know, Mr. Kennedy's own family decries his stance on vaccines, and families disagree on a lot of things, Plaskett said while grilling Kennedy. I've got family members that, you know, we all disagree, so that doesn't mean anything. But the fact that he has famously sent a request to a party guest that they had to be vaccinated to come to his party, and I'd like to introduce to the record a letter from Lewis Silkin, the law firm representing Mr. Kennedy, which states, as he has stated repeatedly, that Kennedy vaccinated all of his children, and I'd like to be introduced that into the record. Plaskett continued, Kennedy tells the Black community, myself, the mother of five Black children, that I should really be careful and not necessarily have the same safeguards to protect my family, my children, from the virus that killed millions of people because I'm Black. There's no secret that this is an amplification of his own platforms. You know, he's a broken dude, man. He is just a broken dude. And, you know, and the Kennedy name really kind of fell off after, who was it? Was it Edward that challenged Carter in 1980? I think it was Edward.
I think it was Ted.
When, you know, because people were like, you know, don't challenge Carter. And you know, frankly, considering that, what happened there, it sure didn't help Carter when you know, come that November. But the reality is that you look at, as you look at that family, I can see here's a guy that thinks to himself, that he's got a legacy, he's got this, and it just doesn't come from him. I mean, it was with JFK Jr. And of course he tragically died. Although every conservative, and I posted on the Friday link last week, the Jordan Klepper famously from The Daily Show on his podcast talking about, where in the world did this idea that the far right was embracing Kennedy come from? It's an interesting discussion that they do have on that. But the reality is that, you know, I think that there's this feeling like he's owed something. And when the Democrats didn't give it to him, he's glad. Well, if the Republicans, you know, who are only using him to try to basically carve into Biden's support, I think it's a mistake. As a matter of fact, can I say this? Both him and Joe Manchin, I don't think, do Republicans realize, I don't know too many Democrats who are scrambling to join Joe Manchin. You know, sure, it might cost you a few in West Virginia, but that state wasn't going to be going for the Democrats anyway. You know, so, you know, it's you guys think that there's this movement to try to get Manchin to run as a third party candidate. I think if you're a Republican, considering how many moderate Republicans can't stand Donald Trump, I think you'd be far more concerned about Manchin pulling away your voters than, you know, Biden voters going to Manchin. So anyway, 952-946-6205. 952-946-6205 is the phone number. I did want to comment on a story that I posted earlier in the day. And it just was the picture. And it's just the arsenal that the Fargo assailant, who killed one police officer, injured two others, what he had in his car, which is unbelievable. You know, three assault weapons, it looks like three assault pistols, two knives. This insane arsenal of weaponry. And there's a part of me that when you look at this and you lay this all out there, that you have to ask yourself the question of whether or not that's a how did this become normal? How did this become normal? I mean, how did this become normal? Now, I've had a few discussions with gun guys today, And let me review my mentality towards the guns. I grew up in a hunting family. There were shotguns and rifles, had no problem with those. Those are growing up. And I still do not have any problem with that. A weapon that was designed to shoot ducks or pheasant or deer or elk. Don't really have a problem with those. And I know there are some people out there who are, you know, against this. I understand. I grew up in a hunting family. It was part of that culture, and I don't have a problem with hunting weapons. I don't. But those weapons were designed to hunt animals. I do not like personal defense pistols, but I don't really have a problem with a person having a personal defense pistol as long as they go through background checks, they go through training, stuff like that. I don't have any problem with that. I have a very hard time with anyone having a weapon which was designed when someone sat down with a pen and paper or pencil and paper to start designing the weapon, the design was to kill as many human beings as possible as quickly as possible. It was designed for military combat or security purposes, that if you had to do it, you could shoot people if you had to do it. And those being prevalent and pretty much the most common guns you see sold in America today is really disturbing. But that's just the way things are. That's the way this whole thing is. And I completely think the assault weapon should be taken off the board. I mean, they're designed to kill human beings. That's what they're designed for. They're not designed for hunting. They're not designed there. You know, sure, if grandpa brought one back from Vietnam that you want to have up on your wall as a memory, I would think that a photo of your grandpa would be more appropriate. But sure, if you have a historic weapon like that, I guess so. But at the same time, I just can't see the need for it. Now, I know a lot of people who are pro-gun people. A lot of them. Here is your standard person I know that likes guns, what they have. Between 5 and 10 hunting weapons, some of which are family heirlooms. You know, there's always one gun. This was my grandfather's gun. This was my dad's gun. This was my mom's gun. They hunted with this. I got pictures. There's always a picture up. I have a friend that has a gun cabinet, keeps his gun, you know, weapons in there, unloaded, you know, safe, away from the kids. Has a lovely picture of his mom smiling in a duck blind. And with the shotgun, which he does now own, and it's kind of a, you know, memories for him going and hunting. They obviously they like duck, and so it was kind of one of those things where they, you know, is kind of a, and you know, I get that, and I can see that because that reminds me of my youth, and you know, the pictures of my father when he was in the duck blind and stuff like that. So I get that. Those are there. They then either have a one pistol and or one assault weapon. That's all they have. And I, you know, the ones I know, the friends I have who are gun fans, who are, I would almost qualify as responsible gun owners. They don't have their guns lying around loaded. They don't have their guns where a kid can find them. They keep them under lock and key. They're not strapping them to the back. I have one friend who has an assault weapon. He said, here's one thing you should understand. That for him is kind of a toy. He goes to a shooting range and he uses it just to fire at targets there. He kind of says this is just it's for the purpose of it. He goes, I would never carry this out in public. I would not be one of these knuckleheads that strapped it to his back and goes to a coffee shop. I would never do that. It goes in a case to the firing range, comes on out. It doesn't even get loaded until I'm on the range, fire the weapons, clear the weapon, bring it back, clean it, put it back in the case and take it back home. That's what he does with it. So that's what they have. When you look at the picture that's associated with the Star Tribune article on this gun guy, and you see this, the first thing that should run through all of our minds is, what in the hell is this guy getting all these guns for? And there is this false idea in this world that this is normal. No, you're a crazed psychopath who's a gun worshiper. And that's the best case scenario for you. You're a gun worshiper. That's your best case scenario. Worst case scenario, you're a deranged individual who's just waiting for your time to take your arsenal out and start firing it around with people. because this is not normal. And how in the hell did we get to a point where we look at this and we all don't go, like, how in the hell did this bag after bag after bag after bag of ammunition, enough ammunition there to start a revolt in a third world country, for God's sakes? How can anyone amass an arsenal like this? And here's the problem, is that this is the system. Republicans have encouraged this. Everyone smiles. You build up these arsenals. No one with a sane drop of DNA in their brain would ever look at this and say, you know what? This is a great idea. Let's just allow everyone to keep building weapons. You got two hands. You know, I get it. You think that that scene from Tremors is going to happen where the giant worm comes through your basement and thank God you've got 50 loaded weapons behind you that you can use to take out the worm. That's not real. You sit there and you have the audacity to complain about the cost of groceries or the cost of gasoline while you've bought your ninth gun, which you have a payment plan on, you idiots.
This is the one that the guy used in the school shooting.
Like it's a good thing. And nobody batted an eye. This guy was allowed to do this with a smile on their face and come back, see you next week. We'll have some more ammunition in for you. Clear it out the stock today. And no one said, wow, why is that guy getting more ammunition than a battery in the military? That doesn't seem like a good idea. No one cared until he decided to do what he was intending to do and open fire on police officers. Killing one, wounding two others. We have had so many cases that like this, that are just tragic. In small town, not in the inner city, no, in these small towns where two and three officers are getting shot and killed. Why? Because we look at this as some sort of, oh, that's okay. That's just Phil, the 12-time loser in town who can't keep a girlfriend to save himself, has been fired from so many jobs. He's just got his 14th gun and he bought another pallet full of bullets. You know, America. And you think to yourself, like, how in the hell do we get to this point? There are a lot of good gun owners out there. There are. And there are a lot of law enforcement people. And until you guys look at these clowns and say, what the hell are you doing, you idiots? This is going to continue. And it's going to be dead police officers and dead civilians going to a grocery store, at a library, going to a school, at a concert. It doesn't matter. This one picture scares me because we should see this. This, when I was a kid in the 70s, and you had a criminal that had an arsenal like this, we would call them terrorists. We were calling all the signs were there. We would call him gun worshiper. He was a lit fuse looking to explode. We would say all that. Today's, he's just Phil, who's got lots of grudges and angries and runs a blog with an enemies list. And nobody says anything. Maybe the problem here is we're not paying attention anymore. You can still be a responsible gun owner and not have a freaking arsenal. It is a tragedy. And of course, by the way, I've had the, Matt, guns are the greatest thing. Oh, shut up. Just shut up. 952-946-6205. 952-946-6205. Take a break. Come on back. It's the Matt McNeil Show right here on AM 950.
Hey, it's Tom. Fossil fuels continue to have negative impacts on our environment. Luckily, there are more ways now than ever to use renewable energy in your home or business.
All Energy Solar offers smart energy solutions like custom solar paneling, electric vehicle chargers, and energy storage. Solar panel systems can last for decades, meaning you can help the environment and cut back on electric bills for years to come. There are incentives and rebates available to most people who install solar energy, too. Last year, the federal solar tax credit increased to a 30% tax credit. This incentive can be used in combination with other incentives from your utility, county, or city. But don't delay or miss out, as many of these incentives are limited to only a certain number of people. So have a professional from All Energy Solar help you discover how solar can power up your property while saving on your energy costs. Call 800-620-3370 or visit allenergysolar.com.
Hi, this is Philip Anthony, the host of the Downright Upright Show, the place to go to hear out loud and proud what Minnesotans are thinking. I interview many interesting people and listen to their thoughts on how they plan to better our community and to hear their opinions on current events. Join us and get in on the conversation. You can listen to my podcast, The Downright Upright Show with Philip Anthony, wherever you listen to podcasts or at am950radio.com. So come and join me and continue being fantabulous.
Hey, AM950 listeners, my name is JP Darbagosian, and I'm the host of This Queer Book, Save My Life, the show where LGBTQ guests share the queer books that save their lives in conversation with the authors who wrote them. This Sunday, it's a crossover episode with the delightfully queer pop culture podcast, The Sewers of Paris with Matt Baum. I hope you queer folks and allies can join us as we find connection in this mysterious and beautiful queer world of ours. See you every Sunday at 6 p.m. right here on AM950, the progressive voice of Minnesota.
AM950, the progressive voice of Minnesota, the Matt McNeil Show. This story broke yesterday. I didn't get a chance to get to it. Nearly 14,000 Minnesota borrowers will have their federal student loans automatically forgiven in the coming weeks, according to new data released by the Department of Education. The debt cancellation is a result of the Biden administration's effort to fix errors in the way the government previously handled loans under income-driven repayment plans. Those plans allow borrowers to pay a fixed percentage of their income over a set period of time, usually 20 to 25 years. In a press release, Education Secretary Miguel Cardona said that the Department of Education has failed to credit previous qualifying payments that should have counted towards borrowers' repayment periods. For far too long, borrowers fell through the cracks of the broken system that failed to keep accurate track of their progress on loan forgiveness. So you're going to get 14,000 people in the state of Minnesota are going to all of a sudden not have student loan debt. In Minnesota, $645 million in student loan debt will be forgiven. The borrowers affected are just a fraction of the 700,000 who would have qualified for Biden's broader forgiveness program that was recently struck down by the Supreme Court. Now, I want to do two things here with this. And first of all, if you are a Republican, you're like, how dare you? You know, because that's just what you do nowadays. This is going to be 17,000 people that are going to have more discretionary income, hopefully. Maybe not all of them. I mean, it's going to be individual cases, but a lot of them are. And that's going to help spur spending in the state. And that's a good thing. And that's for every state in the country. So where you sit there and you keep screaming, this is a government handout. No, it's in the end, what it is a spending program that's going to actually work. And every time the Democrats have done something of this nature, where we've basically helped people get more money that they can spend, it has done wonders for the economy. And trust me, if we would have been able to get the 700,000 people, you know, student loans forgiven, it would have been an astronomical boost to the economy. And as a matter of fact, the Republicans know this. That's why they're happy it stopped. That's why they're happy it stopped, because they don't want the economy doing well, because it makes their argument harder to not vote for Joe Biden. So it has nothing to do with any of you there. It just has to do with the fact that they want this country to be angry and miserable and broke, and that's just who the Republicans are. I would be remiss if the other side of that story is, if you are someone with student loans, there's one party that's trying to help you with this problem. There is one party. That's the Democratic Party. And the Republican Party is committed to making sure that you never get out of debt ever. And the reality is that this has got to be something that matters to you. Joe Biden was criticized saying he's not doing enough. Well, he immediately comes in with a slash of the pen and saves a whole bunch of people some money with student loans. And notice the Republicans really can't stop this time. So it's going to happen. If you want it to happen for everyone, well, you just have to vote Republican. And that's just the case. And that's not a giveaway, because what it is it's an investment. That money comes back into the economy. It does. It generally comes back tenfold. Or I shouldn't say that. A lot more. Hour two coming up next.
Hi, this is Chad from AM950. Snap Construction is arguably the most well-reviewed roofing, siding, window, and insulation contractor in the metro. Ryan is so excited about working with AM950 and our listeners that he wants to help us grow.
This is Ryan, owner of Snap Construction. I was friends with Chad long before I started marketing with him. I was a bit skeptical of radio advertising before Chad convinced us to run ads. The advertising's been so successful, we want to help the station grow. We've absolutely loved working with the listeners of AM950, and we all know how extremely important this radio station is to the community. To help AM950 grow, Snap Construction will be putting up proceeds to assist the station in marketing on social media. Snap Construction encourages you to follow, engage, share, and interact on the AM950 social media platforms. Together, we can all work to ensure AM950 continues to thrive and grow in our communities. We stand by our work.
You're listening to WLAK 1260 AM Amory and WBZH 910 AM W245 CT Hayward. Always streaming on the Civic Media app. ABC News.